Today on Introductions, our guest is 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis, a senior at Latin School of Chicago and co-principal cellist of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, where he's also a member of their principal players ensemble. He's prepared for us this hour a sonata by Beethoven, part of one of J.S. Bach's cello suites, and Samuel Barber's cello concerto, in addition to Tchaikovsky's fiery Pezzo Capriccioso. That's all coming up after this short break. Welcome to Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis, a senior at Latin School of Chicago and co-principal cello of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. He studies with Richard Herschel of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Roosevelt University, and he began on cello with Jan Jans of the Suzuki Music School of Lincoln Park. In addition to being a solo and orchestral performer, Ben is also an avid chamber player. He's a member of the CYSO's Principal Players Ensemble, and last school year, his trio advanced to the semi-final round of the Fischoff Chamber Music Competition in Indiana and won the 2011 Rembrandt High School Chamber Music Competition held at Northwestern University. And he's going to start off with a chamber piece. Pianist Daniel Schlossberg will join him now in the first movement of Beethoven's Sonata for Cello and Piano No. 4 in C major, Opus 102, here on Introductions.
Thank you.
That was 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis with pianist Daniel Schlossberg in the first movement of Beethoven's Sonata for Cello and Piano No. 4 in C major, Opus 102. Well, welcome to WFMT, Ben. That was fantastic. Thanks so much for that Beethoven performance.
Thank you.
What struck me most about it is that you really own that piece. You sound so confident when you're playing it. How long have you been working on it?
Well, I've played it off and on for a while, actually. I think the first time I played it was about a year ago, and I played the whole sonata then, and then I didn't play it for a while. And now I picked it up again because I recorded it for my college auditions, and I am going to be playing it in those same auditions.
You seem so comfortable with it that the expression on your face just communicates that you're just having fun with it and that you're not really worrying about reaching for notes or anything. At what point in your preparation process does it turn from just learning it and practicing it to really having fun with a piece of music?
Well, I don't know if necessarily there's a specific turning point, but I do have kind of a philosophy of performance, which says that you don't worry about the notes and you just have fun with it.
And you just have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like some of your favorite cellists as well.
Exactly, exactly. Although they have to worry about the notes a little less than I do.
Well, I think you're well on your way to reaching that point where you won't have to worry about them. I really love your story of how you got started on the cello. Can you tell? Can you share that?
Yes, I can. Well, when I was 5 years old, my mom showed me this old video version of Peter Pan, the Mary Martin version, which was a musical version.
This was on TV, right?
No, on VHS.
Oh, on VHS.
On VHS, very old, very old.
Even you know what VHS is.
So Captain Hook had a pirate band. And one of the pirates in the pirate band played the cello. And I said to my mom, "Mom, I want to do that." But in her wisdom, she made me play the violin for a year, which was, you know, okay. I liked the violin. I wasn't particularly good at it. If I remember correctly, I was bribed with Pokemon cards to practice. But so after a year, I said, Mom, I really want to switch to the cello. And she said yes, and I haven't looked back.
What was it about this particular pirate musician that made you want to join him?
I don't think he was really playing the cello, first of all. he was standing up,
uh-huh.
And I don't think he had an end pin, and his bow may or may not have been touching the strings. But I don't know, just something about it appealed to me.
So those are just details.
Just details.
Maybe it was his outfit as well. Have you ever performed as a pirate?
No, but that's not a bad idea.
One day. I just put the idea in your head. So next Halloween or something. So next, you're going to play us something by, I think, your favorite composer, if that's what I remember correctly, J.S. Bach. What are you going to perform?
I'm going to perform the prelude to the sixth suite for solo cello.
Mm-hmm. So you have written that Bach, for you, or probably for anybody else, is like climbing Mount Everest.
Yes.
How would you know that? Have you climbed Mount Everest?
I have not, but I have an imagination.
So why do you imagine it being similar to that?
Well, I don't know. It's difficult because it's difficult in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
This particular suite was written for a cello with five strings, the fifth string being a fifth higher than the higher string that we have on the cello. As a result of that, it goes way high up, much higher than any of the other suites, because you can't play on that higher string. So there's inherent technical difficulties there, but it also has to sound effortless, you know? And it just has to flow, which is so difficult to do when you do have to worry about the notes.
And also performing in public by yourself, which is something, when you're growing up, you're always performing with at least a pianist, right?
That's true. No one has your back.
No one has your back.
It's all you.
It's all you. Well, I like how you, right at the end of your, when you wrote me about the Bach, just gotta love it.
Gotta love it.
That's
great.
A good
music.
Good philosophy for playing this next piece. We're going to hear the prelude now from Bach's sixth suite for solo cello, performed by 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis. We're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and you're listening to Introductions.
Thank you.
Music by J.S. Bach, performed by 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis. We heard the prelude of his sixth suite for solo cello. Ben is a senior at Latin School of Chicago and co-principal cello of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. Ben, your enthusiasm for this music, both in how you play it and also how you talk about it, is so contagious. I just love listening to you. At some point, you really have to decide that you love this music in order to spend the time it requires to become familiar with this, with the pieces that you're playing on this program. So what is it about classical music that you love so much?
Wow, that's a really hard question. Well, I don't know that it's something that I can necessarily say. It's a feeling, and it's in the idea, really, that it's something that connects everybody. And it's in the possibility that you have when you play classical music of sharing something very, very deep and personal about yourself. And if you are playing for the right people, about the people you're playing for.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there's really a better way to put it than that. But certainly, if you don't love what you're doing, nobody else will.
Mm-hmm. What do you get out of classical music that maybe you might not get out of other genres?
I don't think there's anything, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything classical music gives you that other kinds of music don't. I just think you have to weed through the stuff that doesn't have it. I don't know what it is, but I don't think that there's any one defining thing about any particular genre that, you know, distinguishes it from any other.
Mm-hmm. It's like what Duke Ellington said when somebody asked him what kind of music he liked, and he said, "I just like good music." I'm paraphrasing.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Well, you can listen to this great music that Ben is performing of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. We're currently accepting auditions from bands, orchestras, choirs, soloists, and chamber groups for the upcoming spring semester. If you're at all interested in performing, please send your audition in by the end of December. And we also welcome your comments. Visit our Facebook page or click on the Chime In button on WFMT.com. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear Ben in part of Samuel Barber's Cello Concerto and then in Tchaikovsky's exciting Pezzo Capriccioso. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, our guest this hour live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio is 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis, a senior at Latin School of Chicago and co-principal cellist of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and an active and award-winning chamber musician. He studies with both Richard Herschel of Roosevelt University and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and he began with cello with Jan Jans of the Suzuki Institute of Lincoln Park. Well, Ben, I just have to ask you, your voice sounds a little hoarse today. Why is that?
Well, last night, our men's varsity basketball team had a big triple overtime victory against our big rivals, Francis Parker.
So there you go.
It was at the game. It was fun. And
a little Latin,
this is the result of that.
A little Latin school pride and a loaded question right there. So Before you came onto the program, I asked you to share some of your favorite recordings, and it's apparent that you do a lot of listening, which must be important for everybody as they develop as a musician. But you seem to be particularly into listening to your favorite musicians, and I wonder if you could maybe recommend a few CDs that you think, or tracks that you think that everybody should listen to.
Happily. Well, first of all, you have to, if you like Bach, if you like what I just played, the classic Bach recording for me is Glenn Gould, who is a Canadian pianist, who made two recordings of the Goldberg Variations by Bach. The very first recording he made in his life, and also the very last recording he made in his life, were the Goldberg Variations. And what you can do is you can buy both of them, both recordings, right together, and you can listen to both of them. And the difference between them is astonishing. It is really just amazing, because in between these two recordings is a life, you know, and everything that comes with it and gets put into his music. You know, the first one is just young. It sounds young. It sounds full of energy and enthusiasm, and it's just overflowing. And the second one is mature, and it's really just, it's fascinating.
So it shows that you can spend your whole life with great music. Do you think that you'll be playing some of the works on today's program when you're 60 or 70 years old?
Yes.
And how do you think you're going to play them differently?
Hard to say. We'll see when we get there.
We'll check in with you in 40 years. How much time do you spend practicing your cello every day?
Too much.
Too much.
A lot. Well, recently in preparing for college auditions, it's been 5 or 6 hours. Mm-hmm.
So how do you motivate yourself to spend that much time with your instrument?
Well, often I don't. Mm-hmm. Well, the way it works really, I find that the better I practice, the more I want to practice. And by practicing better, I mean using my time in the most efficient possible way, which is in and of itself an art, you know, the art of practicing. You have to practice your practicing, which I try to do as much as possible. But actually, that's what I found, is that the better I practice, the more I want to practice, which works great, because the better I practice, the better I get.
It comes with great rewards. That's great advice for everybody. Next, you have something that is not played as often, some music by Samuel Barber. A movement from his cello concerto in A minor, opus 22. Which movement, and why did you choose this piece?
Well, it's going to be the first movement. I chose this piece. Well, first of all, I love it. I think it's a fantastic piece of music, and I don't think it's played enough. But when I was looking for pieces to play in my college auditions, you know, there are a number of concertos that are very commonly done in auditions. And this is not one of them, and I wanted to be sure that whatever I played was not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, get some new life in there. Get
sure.
some new life in there. But I think it's a shame that this piece isn't played more, really. I think it's fantastic.
So a great way to expose yourself, and also expose right now for some of our listeners, everybody, to a new piece of music, or to something that you probably haven't heard enough of, according to Ben.
Agreed.
So let's hear this now. We're going to hear the first movement of Barber's cello concerto. Pianist Daniel Schlossberg will join Ben again on piano, and we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio here on Introductions. Thank you. That was just fantastic, Ben. 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis in the first movement of Barber's Cello Concerto in A Minor, Opus 22. He performed that with pianist Daniel Schlossberg. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. We definitely have never heard anybody else on this program perform that Barber.
You're welcome.
Very dreamy at times, requires careful listening. Clearly it requires careful playing, and we can see that with your bowstrings kind of flying all over the place right now. I feel like you would really need to have a bird's eye view of the piece in your head while you're playing it, otherwise it might not work as well.
Well, you're right, but that's true of all pieces, really. And that's one of the most difficult things about playing music, is that even when you're practicing and you get down to these tiny details, you know, not even just one note, but you know, how are you going to play the middle of that note or the end of that note?
Mm-hmm.
And it's sometimes necessary, in fact, it's always necessary, to look at the piece as a whole and make sure that it really flows and works together.
And here, just in the last three pieces that you've performed on this program, you've demonstrated your enthusiasm for chamber playing, for solo playing. Here, this last piece, you could have performed as a soloist with an orchestra or obviously piano, as we just heard, and you are co-principal of the CYSO and you play in a chamber group. So you play in pretty much every possible setting for cello. Do you have a favorite?
Yes, I love playing chamber music.
You love chamber music. So why is that?
Well, a number of reasons. The one I love most is there's a social aspect of chamber music, and I don't mean social in terms of, you know, just spending time with people and talking to people.
Although that can happen, right?
Although that hopefully does happen. But what I really mean is when you're playing, and, you know, sometimes your voice has to stand out, and sometimes your voice has to support or be doing a different thing. And what I love about it is that chamber music is a reactive art. You know, they say acting is reacting. Chamber, so is chamber music. You know, you play your thing this way. Oh, well, I'll play my thing this way, huh? See what happens. You know, it's that kind of thing, and it's that kind of give and take that makes it really fun. You know, it's improvisatory in a way.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole different challenge from these other forms of playing.
For sure.
You're going to end with something completely different.
Yes.
What is that?
I'm going to play Tchaikovsky's Pezzo Capriccioso.
And how did you come across this piece? What's the biggest challenge of the Pezzo Capriccioso?
Well, it is a showpiece. I mean, that's what it is. It has a beginning, a slow section, kind of this Russian drama thing going on, and then we have this middle section, which is very fast, very quick, then more slow, then more fast, and then it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about it is that even though we have these contrasting sections, it somehow fits.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm not sure why that happens, but well, hopefully if it's played right, it fits. But you know, that's what it is, really.
Well, so far you have a good track record, and
thank you.
Tchaikovsky makes you do a lot of crazy things in this piece.
He does,
and so I'm excited to hear all of those, and we'll talk about that after we hear the Pezzo Capriccioso, Opus 62 by Tchaikovsky. Again, with 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis and pianist Daniel Schlossberg. This is Introductions. We're coming to you live this morning from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
Some music by Tchaikovsky to end this edition of Introductions. We heard his Pezzo Capriccioso performed by 17-year-old cellist Ben Manis and pianist Daniel Schlossberg. Thank you so much, Ben. That piece is just, you looked like you were having a lot of fun, but and whenever Tchaikovsky throws at you a crazy technical passage, you seem to throw it right back at him with humor. Did you really have to isolate those fast technical parts and play them individually for a while before you put it all together?
Yes. Well, as you always have to do with anything like that, you know, it's all about slow practice and it's all about repetition. And if you do that, then you can do anything.
Yeah, everything else must seem a lot easier after you completed that piece.
That is for sure.
You're at a point in high school when you really have to think about your future, and I know that you're applying to many different conservatories. What is your dream cello gig one day?
Well, I want to be in a professional string quartet.
In a string quartet?
Yes.
Full-time?
Full-time, all the way.
Well, I think that you're well on your way to doing that. I think you're going to have a wonderful career, and we look forward to keeping track of you. When you on your future activities, and do you have any upcoming competitions or anything else you're preparing for the rest of this school year?
Well, a little thing called college auditions, but after that, there's the fish off as always, and I don't know. We'll see.
Enough to keep your plate full. Well, thanks so much again for preparing this program, and thanks also to pianist Daniel Schlossberg for joining us this morning. You can listen to this performance again, find the complete program, and upload an audition to perform on Introductions by visiting our webpage, wfmt.com/introductions. And we welcome your comments about this series. Post them to our Facebook wall or click on the Chime In button on wfmt.com to send us an email. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.